future. My life is worth the living just because he lives.
Good morning, my name is Javier Curtin and welcome to the Because He Lives program. We, the children of the city and eastern zone, present to you The Big Decision. This program is being brought to you with the kind compliments of the Church of the Nazarene, Federal Motor Spirits, and Starcom Network. We wish to say a big thank you to all our sponsors. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today and the opportunity to share with our radio audience as we exalt your name in song, poetry, and drama. I ask that you will bless all mothers on this special day and those who are listening to us. I pray that you will guide us and grant us wisdom and understanding as we present this program. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the children of the Eastern and City Zone present The Big Decision. We will not have a song, He Will Do It Again by Janelle Holder and Joel Wooding.
With circumstances that you can't get through.
reading will be taken from Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 to 22. Our reading will be by Alejandra Thompson.
This Bible reading is taken from Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 to 22. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live there for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they lived there for about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take her back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness, as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye and wept aloud. And she said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who will become your husband? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband, even if I thought there was still hope for me. Even if I had a husband tonight and gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Will you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." And this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or return back from you. Where you will go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. Then they arrived in Bethlehem. The whole town was stirred because of them, and the woman exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth and the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as barley harvest was beginning. Here ends the Bible reading. Thanks be to God.
Continue with another song called "He Wants It All" by Janelle Holder and Joel Wooding.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for hearts that will love you, longing for a child that will give them their all, give it all. He wants it all, and there's a God who wants all.
Now have a poem, Mother's Day by Malia Burroughs.
Mothers, there is no love like a mother's love. Her heart is filled with care, with Jesus as her example. She shares her Savior's love. A mother's love is endless, not changing at any time. When needed by her children, a mother's love will always shine. God bless these special women. God bless them everyone. For all their tears and heartaches and the special work they do. Be thankful for our mothers as we wish them all Happy Mother's Day.
This time, we will have a skit, A Big Decision.
The Big Decision. A certain man named Elimelech, his wife Naomi, and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah, entered the country of Moab when their own town had a severe famine. A good time later, Elimelech died, leaving Naomi and her two sons all alone. Now the boys took wives of Moab. One wife's name was Orpah, and the other was Ruth. Now after 10 years, both young men died, leaving their mother and their wives more lonely than before. Now Naomi heard that her homeland, Bethlehem, Judah, had plenty of food again, so she decided to go back home. On her way to her homeland, she inquired of the girls one more time why they should stay in their land. Now, both the girls did not want to leave Naomi to go to their homes, and they cried,
"We do not want to go back. We want to go with you."
"I don't want to go. I want to stay with you, Mama Naomi."
"No, my daughter. You have to return. Should you want to wait till I am married again and have children?" "No, my daughter,
It's not right. Please, please, I beg of you, return home.
Okay, Mama Naomi, I will return.
Ruth clung to her mother-in-law, saying,
Please don't ask me to leave, Mama Naomi. I love you so much. Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. Where they bury you, I also will be buried.
Okay, my daughter. If that is how you really feel, God bless you, my child. You can come with me. Now, the three women had to make a big decision on how they would move on in life. Now, Orpah decided to go back, but Ruth and Naomi, they chose to go together. Making the right decision always pays off. What about you boys and girls? Did Ruth and Orpah make the right choice? And will you make a big decision to give your life to Christ? I know it may seem very big now, but it will be the best decision you will make. Come on, boys and girls, make that decision like Ruth did. She chose a life with Christ. She did just that when she chose to go with Naomi, and that led her to a life with God. And her big decision paid off. Do you remember David, who killed Goliath? Well, Ruth was his great-grandmother. So because she made the right decision, it paid off for her. Let's go for it, kids. Let's make the big decision today to follow Christ.
All my days, I've been held in your hand. Thank you, boys and girls from the Eastern Zone and the City Zone for doing such a wonderful job this morning. We pray God divine blessings upon you and that you will continue to bless his name, praise him, and glorify him. And I pray that you too will make that big decision to ask Jesus Christ into your heart so that he can give you all the blessings and all the thanks and praise that you so wonderfully deserve. And also we want to pray God blessings on Federal Motor Spirits and the Starcom Radio Station for their marvelous job and being our sponsors over this year. May God continue to bless these companies and may his will be done in this Barbados district. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because